from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Today's effort to name a successor for San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom may not have any lasting impact. KQED's Scott Schaefer tells us this afternoon's vote will ultimately be symbolic.
The Board of Supervisors can only choose a new mayor once Gavin Newsom has resigned. He's not going to resign until Monday at around 12:45. You'll then be sworn in as lieutenant governor. The new Board of Supervisors, including three new members just elected in November, will be sworn in tomorrow, and they will have their first full meeting on Tuesday. One of their first pieces of business will be to elect a new board president. Right now, the board president is David Chu. That's important because the board president, no matter who it is, will be the interim mayor as soon as Gavin Newsom steps down and before the new board votes on a new mayor.
That's KQED's Scott Schaefer. City Administrator Ed Lee is the frontrunner for today's decision. Caltrain's liaison to California's high-speed rail authority is leaving his post. Bob Doty will now consult for the firm that will build the high-speed train through the peninsula. Earlier this week, officials in Burlingame learned they would have to pay for that train to run underground, as local leaders prefer. State officials prefer to build it above ground at a lower cost. A leading figure of the Hmong refugee community will soon be laid to rest in the Central Valley. Vang Pao led Hmong guerrilla fighters with backing from the CIA against communists in Laos during the Vietnam War. He died last night in a Fresno area hospital at age 81. Memorials are also likely in Minnesota and Wisconsin, which have large concentrations of Hmong emigres. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Santa Clara University, accepting executive MBA applications now. SCU.edu/EMBA.